Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this evening. Amen. Last week at our praise team practice, someone asked if the drummer boy was in the Bible. The answer is no. There's no drummer boy in the Bible. It's just a really popular song. It's a good song. Then another praise team member mentioned about how, well, the three wise men weren't there on Christmas Eve either. They couldn't have come for like another 2 years, probably. Jesus was probably 2 years old by the time the wise men got there. This is also true. There's no drummer boy, no wise men on the night that Jesus was born. At this point, you might be asking yourself, well, is it all a lie? who was really there? You know, what was happening? Well, some of the details, I know, that we usually talk about aren't right. But the truth is that everything else that you see in a normal nativity would have been there. Mary, Joseph, Jesus, the shepherds, the angels, and the animals, they would have all been around. But this whole conversation that we had last week brought up this idea that I think is really important for us to talk about. Christmas isn't about the drummer boy. And it's not about the wise men. For that matter, though, it's not about the animals or the angels or the shepherds or Mary or Joseph. Christmas is about Jesus, and that's it. He is the only one that really matters in the nativity. He's the only one that's necessary, I should say, for the story. And yet, think about how Christmas, for most people, you know, around the world, but in our country, I know about that, it's become about like everything other than Jesus, really. When you ask people about what they're doing at Christmas time, they'll tell you about the presents that they're buying, or when they put up their tree, what they're decorating, the cookies that they're baking, the trips that they're taking, maybe even a Christmas song that they like, but they leave out Jesus. Yet without Jesus, none of that other stuff matters at all. So did you know, here's another thing, did you know that Jesus probably, most likely, was not born on December 25th? That's right. That's right. So then why? I mean, you got to pick some day to celebrate. I don't know if they knew when he was born, but the reason we celebrate his birthday now is because this is around the winter solstice. Maybe you didn't know this, but in pagan religions, okay? Pagan religions, the winter solstice is a really special time of the year. So some early Christians thought, hey, we'll just undermine those pagan religions. We'll give them something else to celebrate this day. And then if they convert, they can still have the same holiday. They're just going to worship something different. That's why. That's why we celebrate it. And I don't know about this, but I read it in a book one time. I'm not sure if it's true, but I like it if it is. Why do we have a Christmas tree? What I learned is that when the early Christians were sort of arguing with druids, I don't know if you know much about druids, but druids worship trees. And so this guy named Gregory, the miracle worker or whatever, he like chopped down one of their sacred trees and said, I'm going to use your tree to worship my God. And that's where it comes, the Christmas tree. Anyway, a lot of these things, you might be like, what? Is that where it comes from? It's true. It might bother you. I don't know. But even if we couldn't celebrate Christmas on December 25th, as long as Jesus was still a part of the celebration, that would be Christmas. It would still be Christmas because even if you didn't have a tree and it wasn't on December 25th and there wasn't a drummer boy, and there were no wise men, as long as Jesus was there, that would still be Christmas, because that's the whole point. The book Little Women famously starts off with this quote, Christmas won't be Christmas without any presents. And yet, once again, while I can relate to the sentiment, Christmas actually would still be Christmas even if there were no presents. As long as we remembered that the greatest gift we have was that Jesus was born for us. I know that the stores want us to buy gifts for each other, and I mean, it feels really good to give presents, and feels great to receive them too. with our friends and our family, but Christmas is about Jesus and not about presents. And I know that it feels festive to have Christmas lights and trees in our homes, but they're not necessary either. Snow on the ground, that would have felt festive, right? But it's still Christmas even without it. We enjoy being with our families at Christmas, but you know, a lot of servicemen and women around the world can't be with their families. It's still Christmas, though, as long as it's about Jesus. They can still celebrate the birth of Jesus for them, even when they're away from their loved ones. You can celebrate Christmas without presents, without Christmas carols, without snow, without lights, because Jesus is the only part of Christmas that is necessary. You cannot celebrate Christmas, really, without Jesus. Even though a lot of people try, it's not really the same. And this whole conversation got me thinking a little bit more about the rest of the year, the rest of our lives. So many people have started trying to live their life without God, without Jesus, and acting like it just doesn't even matter. As long as they've got enough money and enough entertainment and they've got their good health, Jesus just isn't necessary. But I would argue that the only necessary part of your life is in fact Jesus. He is the only part of your life you cannot live without. And if you're trying to live without him, then your life really isn't what it's meant to be. It's not how God planned it. So make this Christmas about Jesus. It's not too late, I promise. And for that matter, make your life about Jesus. It's not too late for that either. Because a life without Jesus really isn't even a life at all. And St. Paul once said in Romans, if only for this life we're living, then we're to be pitied. You know, without Jesus, all we've got is this life. We're going to be missing out on the eternal life that God has planned for each and every one of us. We need to take hold of a life that really matters, that is truly life. Don't let all the other stuff in this world, all the trappings of the world, get in the way of the one who made the world for you, God himself. Don't get confused about all the shiny things and miss out on the light of the world. Nothing else in this world is going to satisfy you. Not one holiday treat is going to satisfy you as much as the bread of life, Jesus Christ himself. Christmas is about Jesus. That's it. And your life is about Jesus. That's it. But that means that you can make every day of your life Christmas. And that sounds pretty good. So I want to encourage you to make this night and every night after it all about Jesus so that you can experience the life that God has planned for you. Amen.